pretty young when they cut that out. You know, when the two-lane Avenue line went down, that was the end of going around the belt. But she used to be able to go. And I'll tell you the truth, I can't really ever remember doing this, but I know about it. Used to be get on St. Charles or anywhere and go all the way out to Carrollton and around Carrollton Avenue to two-lane onto Canal Street and back. And that was called going around the belt.
I think
I am, yeah. Although I never ride them. I haven't ridden a streetcar in years. They're terrible. I wouldn't say in years, but... No. But the trouble with the streetcar is if you don't live right next to the line, it's not very convenient. Mm. You know, you're more likely to live near a bus line than a streetcar line.
Do you ride the bus?
Not anymore. I drive. Isn't that terrible?
On a car, the place where the speedometer and all the different gauges are, it's called the...
Dashboard?
Okay. What do you call the section of the dashboard directly in front of the driver? Do you have a special name for that?
I can't think of one. I would call that the dashboard, I suppose.
Do you think of the dashboards going all the way across?
I guess so, yeah. No, I can't think of any.
What about instrument panel?
Well, I've heard that term. Yeah, I don't think I'd use it, though.
Does that sound pretentious?
No.
And the little place over on the right side that has a latch to it, you can shut things up in it?
The glove compartment.
Okay. And if you wanted to keep some papers or something together, like they do this with newspapers that they deliver, or they put around it to hold it together. So if you wanted to hold some maps together.
Oh, a rubber band.
Okay. And if you had just a well, like this, you'd call this a...
Paperclip?
Any other name?
Oh, just a clip.
What about gem clip? Do you ever use that?
Well, I've never called it that. I know that's a trade name.
What? The...
Gem clip? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know we have some. I don't think... Oh, look. Acorn gem clips. You're right. I guess it is. I always thought it was a brand name, but it's not because this is Scoville's Acorn Gem Clips. Well, I don't know. That's amazing. I never noticed that. Oh, I've noticed it on the box, but I thought it was a brand name.
Uh-huh. What do you call the place where you keep luggage in your car?
The trunk.
And if you wanted to go faster, you press down on the...
Accelerator.
Any other name for that?
Step on the gas.
Okay.
Okay.
And how would you shift gears when a car that doesn't have automatic? You have a
gear shift.
Okay. What different kinds of gear shift?
Well, it would be a column-mounted shift or a floor shift.
Any special name for either of those?
Is it running?
I think it's... Let me check it.
Yeah, because if the that's true, you're not just trying to get the words, are you?
Yeah.
Trying to get more than just the words.
Yeah, the pronunciation,
yeah,
and all.
Right.
You can do that with the... It'll be playing it. It'll be recording at a slower speed,
mm-hmm,
and you'll be playing it back at. You see?
Yeah.
And so then the voices will sound real high pitched.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a machine, you know, and re-record it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do that.
Okay. You were asking me about different names for gear shifts. And I suppose, I don't know whether they would be floor-mounted or column-mounted, but you always hear the term stick shift or, well, that's really about the only one I can think of offhand.
What about four on the floor?
I was going to say that, but I didn't know whether... I've heard, yeah, everybody's heard that four on the